y'all heard the position dudes, man. Hey, let's ball like this our last time, bro. Ball with me, man. Ball on three. 1, 2, 3. Ball.
At this level, football is more than a game. It's a business. But on a night when more was uncertain than the future of the players carrying the load in the preseason finale, they did their best to have fun.
I just encourage my teammates to go out there and have fun. You know, don't worry about, you know, anything else that goes on upstairs with the final cuts. You know, just perform and have fun.
After weathering the storm, a real storm, Webb led a cast which included Cameron Artis Payne, Brenton Burson, and Demir Byrd on march after march into the red zone, which resulted in 6 Graham Gano field goals.
Started with the running game. I think the backs, especially Cap, ran the ball really well, and that starts with the O-line, and then Joe put it, got us in opportunities for the receivers to make plays, and also with the tight ends.
I think I played well. I think I took advantage of the opportunities that I had, especially on punt return, special teams, and then also on offense.
Defensively, the story was the same as Vernon Butler and company pitched a shutout for most of the game. This good all-around play did nothing to make the decisions by Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman and head coach Ron Rivera to reduce the Panthers roster to 53 any easier.
In the second half, I mean, you know, besides one deep ball, defense was lights out again. So, you know, across the board, everybody played well from, you know, the DBs, backers, D-line were stepping up. And so, yeah, no, the coaches, I wouldn't want to be them right now for sure.
After the roster is set on Sunday, the Panthers will continue their preparations for the season opener in less than a week against the Denver Broncos. This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.